This week's parsha, Parsha Shoftim, ends with a very cryptic, difficult to understand mitzvah, the mitzvah of the Egla Arufa. As we are already into Chodesh Elul, our thoughts, our emotions have turned towards the Mehadin, so I want to connect the mitzvah of Egla Arufa with the way that we daven on Rosh Hashanah, and perhaps what some of our thoughts should be as we approach Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara in Brachos, Maseches Brachos, says that when one goes on a trip, he should say Tefillas HaDerech. What is Tefillas HaDerech? Tefillas HaDerech, according to the Gemara, Yehi Ratzon Lefanecha Hashem Elokai Shetolecheni L'Shalom. You should send me on my way in peace. May it be your will, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should allow me to travel in peace and get home in peace. The Gemara continues, though, Amar Abaya. Abaya says that you shouldn't daven in singular form, personally for me. You should say, Yehi Ratzon Lefanecha Shetolecheni L'Shalom. Abaya says there's lots of, on any given day at any time, there's always lots of people who are traveling. And therefore, when you're davening for yourself, daven for all the travelers, whether you happen to be traveling with lots of people or you're not traveling with lots of people, we daven for all the people that are traveling that day. This is the idea that a person, when he's davening, should always daven for the entire tzibur, which we see over and over again in our tefillas. Many of our tefillas, tefillas of Shemoneh Esrei, for example, they're all said in plural form because I want to attach myself to the tzibur. Going back to Egla Arufa, a dead body, we'll go through the situation quickly. A dead body is found out in between two cities, and the murder is not solved. The Torah says that what you have to do is figure out which city is closest to this dead body that's found, and the people of that city, the elders of that city, has to bring a calf, and they break the neck of the calf, which is sort of a reenactment of the killing. And it says that the elders of the city, they wash their hands over the calf, and they declare, Yadenu lo shafchu es hadam hazeh ve'einenu lo ra'u. Our hands, we did not kill this person, and our hands did not spill this blood, and our eyes did not see this person being killed. And then the Kohanim say, Kaper al amcha Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please forgive your nation. And it's so interesting. First of all, why does the entire Jewish nation need a kapara? Kapara al amcha Yisrael, where does this come in? Somebody's living 3,000 kilometers away from the murder. What's kapara al amcha Yisrael? Kapara perhaps on the city, which is also hard to understand. Why does the city need a kapara? Why do the elders of the city need a kapara? What did they do wrong? What did we do wrong? And the response is that when an individual in Klal Yisrael is suffering or suffered, it doesn't just affect the person who suffered. It's not just affecting this person who was murdered. It affects his family, it affects his friends, it affects the city, it affects his community. And because this community is suffering, then anyone who knows anybody in this community also feels something. And when a person gets judged or a person has a level of suffering, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is determining the level of suffering for that person, he's not just looking at the person who's going to suffer. He's looking at everybody who's going to be affected by it. This is not like a Basar Vadam, a regular judge who comes out and he says so-and-so did a crime and therefore he's going to have to go to jail for 10 months and isn't looking at all the people who are being affected by this jail sentence. He's looking at the criminal and he's saying this criminal has to go to jail for 10 months. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, is different. If a person suffers, and because he's suffering, all the people around them are suffering, every single person who's suffering is taken into account. So when I hear about a terror attack in Eretz Yisrael, and I don't know the person or anyone who knows the person, but I feel sad or a shudder of pain, that means that somehow, for some reason, that pain was coming to me. And obviously there's some sort of kapara that I needed to have as well, otherwise it could not and would not have happened. Because Mishpatei Hashem Emes, Tzadiku Yachtav, the Mishpatim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the judgments of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are truthful and take into account everyone and everything. There's perfect justice for anyone and everyone who's going to be affected. So the corollary of this is I have to make myself important to a lot of people, and it's a very good tactic when preparing for the Yom HaDin is to think of ways that we could become integral parts of the tzibur so that chas v'shalom, something negative happens to somebody who's important to the tzibur, it affects a lot of people, and it's not going to happen unless all those people are deserving of some sort of tzara that's coming to them. We need to make ourselves as important as possible to as many people as possible, and we do that by becoming balei chesed, by giving tzedakah, by being kind to people, by being sensitive to people. All good things, all things that we should be doing, it, especially at this time of year, always, but especially at this time of the year. But we learn. Besides that, we learn another fascinating piece from Egla Arufa, as explained by the Maharal. He asks, famously, what could have we done for this traveler that we may not have done, that we would need a kapara for, we, the people of the city that's closest by? So one of the things would have been to provide him with food so that he should not have to scrounge around and perhaps come to harm by looking for food to eat. But also we should have given him an escort. And the question is why? How far can an escort go? What would it help this traveler to be escorted a few amos out of the city if the murder was happened further along? How would the escort have helped him? Or the lack of the escort, why would it have made any difference? We're not commanded to escort a person the entire distance to his destination, so likely the killing would have happened in any case, even if he would have had an escort. And the Maharal explains what this Gemara means. And what the Maharal says is that when a person is part of a klal, as we have said, he has koyach harabim. When he is a yachid, he is in great danger, he is alone. And when he is part of that klal, because we made him part of the klal, he has a special koyach, he has a special schus that goes with him. Maharal says that when a stranger passes through a city, he's not really part of the city, he's just a traveler passing through. However, if one shows concern for him, if one takes care of him and provides him with that escort, I'm making him part of my community, and then he has the koyach of my community. So even after the escort returns to the city and the traveler goes on to continue his journey, he's not traveling as an individual, he's traveling as part of a tzibur. As such, he is protected by the schus of the tzibur. On the other hand, if the tzibur does not provide him with an escort, what the tzibur is really saying is, you're not one of us, you're a stranger, you're on your own, and we don't care about you. Nothing is going to happen to us. We're not going to be affected if something bad happens to you. When one is on his own, it's a very dangerous place to be. He's a nifrat, separated and apart, and he doesn't have the schus of the tzibur, and so he is endangered. This is the insight of the Maharal. What we're providing him for the escort is much more than, for sure, the temporary protection and even the good feeling of having an escort. It's much, much deeper than that. It's the esoteric value of being part of a tzibur. So what we learn is that it's not only important to daven barabim so that you get the schus of being part of the tzibur, but we have the power of including others in our tzibur by davening for them, by including them, by thinking about them, by feeling someone else's pain. What I'm doing is I'm giving him protection, which is perhaps why when it says that if you feel you're mishtatef in the tsa'ar of somebody else, you take away the tsa'ar, because if I feel it for real, and when our Ketanim, our Balei Musar say, if you can't do anything else for a person, at least cry for him, it's not just a nice emotional thing I'm doing for him. I'm really taking away some of the tsa'ar, because if I'm really crying for real, then what I'm showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that this person means something to me, and perhaps lo magia li atzar, like this tzar is not coming to me, and I'm feeling this tzar, so take it away from him, because so many of us are crying, and the more of us who cry, and the more of us who feel it, and the more of us who are mishtata, the bigger our tzibur is. So first of all, the more protection I'm giving myself, but the beauty here is that I have the ability to offer protection to someone else by showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu that this person is part of a tzibur, and protect him as being someone who's part of the tzibur. As we enter Chodesh Elul and we enter this month of Tshuva and we enter this month of Tefillah, we should keep in mind this connection, which I saw from Rabbi Breidowitz, of the Egla Arufa and what it means, a mitzvah that we cannot be mekayim today, with the thoughts of the tzibur, which should be resting on our shoulders, specifically at this time.